This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. It is time for us to have our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the DJV program and the participants therein, which include Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horan, Doug Steffen here at your service for the overview of the week of November 30th to December the 4th. Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Every week, the staff listening to radio stations, programs, talking to hosts about where the this particular story plugs into the list. The top 10. Sometimes I start at the bottom of the list, sometimes at the top. I think I'll start at the top this week, Victoria and Jennifer, with the focus on COVID, the spike, vaccine information, that sort of thing. So where I've noticed this most, I went grocery shopping in the local Trader Joe's the other day, and everybody was wearing a mask, and they were staying distant from others. And so that apparently is, you know, that's the standard, at least in many places, or most places where I frequent. The question is, how do you manage your risk? Some people, because they've heard a lot about the vaccines and the fact that doctors are probably going to start getting shots as early as next week, and the people in these in the rest homes, or that's what is that politically incorrect now to call them rest homes? Or
don't they call them nursing homes? Long-term care,
right? Yeah. When I was a kid, they called them rest homes. Anyway,
they did.
Whatever.
Convalescent homes, right? Wasn't that something that they used to say?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Okay. So they're going to
vaccines. Convalesce. I'd be fine with that.
Yeah.
Right.
I've been to some pretty horrific convalescent homes.
Well, no, I mean just the verb, convalesce. Yeah, yes, not the home.
Right. No. It's a pretty horrible situation with some of these anyway. At any rate, the focus on prevention still, and that's why I made the reference to Trader Joe's. Although I'm sure in TJ Maxx they do the same thing. All the retail stores that are jammed this time of year, I would think that you'd almost want to be there. You are at risk, even though it's a small
amount
of risk.
People don't want to be there. That's the opposite of what people want. That's why the numbers of foot traffic was down by 55% on Black Friday.
It's really interesting. I think there's a direct correlation with the amount of restrictions and what people want to do. And I think in places with where there are less restrictions, people are choosing to stay home and shop more online.
I got to tell you,
I live in California, and over the weekend, I just wanted to go to Michael's to buy some ribbon. Mm-hmm. And there, I think I told you guys, there was a line outside of Michael's that wrapped around the store.
Yeah.
And I thought it was for Best Buy because I thought, or maybe somebody's, you know, some sweet deal on a television. No, it was Michael's. And people wanted to get in that store and they were out there. But I have to tell you, and I know we'll probably get to it, what I think is happening in the state of California is that the restrictions are so tight, people are like, you know what, forget it. We can't handle it anymore, even if we want to be safe. They're actually, once this new order from Gavin Newsom, our governor, goes into effect, and he divided the state into regions. And each region, once they hit a certain marker with the ICU beds, they're going to we're shutting down like an emergency break is what he called it, for 3 weeks. And do you know that they're putting the grocery stores at 20% capacity? The grocery stores. Now, you saw how people were hoarding, like, you know, pasta and toilet paper.
Yeah.
Tell them they can't go to the grocery store, and you're going to see people hitting each other over the head with baguettes because they just don't know what to do. Already, when I heard that, I ordered my Instacart that'll be delivered this weekend with, you know, dry staples just in case so that I don't have to go to the stupid store for the next month. It's ridiculous.
My family's in California, and as much as I've resisted it, I had plans to go next weekend, and I'm not going to go. And I'm not going for Christmas. I'm not going until I get my shots.
Where can you go?
Yeah.
You can't go anywhere. Right.
No
place. Jen said everything out. Yeah, the parks are closed.
Yep.
I guess you could sit on the beach. But
You can. Their trails and the beaches are still open for now.
Yeah.
But outdoor dining is closed down, even though there is absolutely no science. And actually, a judge is pressing them. I'm happy to say that there's been some pushback. And so the Board of Supervisors now has to turn over their science, and I put air quotes around it, that link the outbreak of COVID cases to outdoor dining. And they're not going to be able to do it because they've already said they used a CDC study, which actually included indoor dining, not outdoor. And it was a national study. It wasn't even in L.A.
Yeah, indoor dining is linked. I mean, I'm in New Jersey where we have just, you know, crazy cases here. But outdoor dining is still open. Indoor dining is still open at 25% capacity, but fewer people. And I think, Jen, you're absolutely right. There's a psychological thing happening that everything in New Jersey is pretty much open. Schools are open, restaurants, retail stores. But people are staying home because they just, you know, it's the smarter thing to do. Mm-hmm. And there, you're right. There is no link yet that I've seen. And I've been looking at a lot of stuff with restaurants. I haven't found a single link to outdoor dining.
Stuff. Yeah. And
it's
so
indoor
now,
dining, for sure, is linked. And house gatherings.
The permission that people are going to feel to take more risks because of all the focus this week, the announcement the vaccines are going to be ready for doctors next week, and the people on the front line and the people in the rest homes. And then after that, 1st of January, people who are older, involved in certain pursuits like restaurants and agriculture, that sort of thing, they're going to get their shots. And so people say, okay, well, I guess we're going to be okay now. But you don't become immune until a week after you get the second shot.
Oh, is that the answer? I'm glad you said that, because people have been asking me, and I did not know how
not
long
become,
you have to wait until after the second one.
1 week after you get the second one. So let's say doctors like Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's associated with our programs, gets his shot on the 11th. And then 4 weeks after that, around the first week of January, they get their second shot. So that means the second week of January, they're going to be A-OK. That doesn't mean that he's not going to wear a mask, but that means you're going to be safe. 94% effective, I think. Is that what it is? Yeah. And the Moderna will be available a week after the Pfizer. So that's going to be, it depends on the state and where they're shipping this stuff to. I think you're going to see Moderna more readily available because it doesn't require that freezing, whatever,
94 below, right. The Moderna one, is it the same setup where it's first shot, 4 weeks later, second shot, and then a week after that you're immune?
Yes.
Okay, same schedule? Okay.
Yep,
I kind of think, you know, a lot of people are speculating that people are loosening up a little bit because the vaccine is coming.
They are,
maybe, but I really think psychologically it has to do not only with people just being exhausted from all of this, but also from so many of the, I call them hypocrites on high, because you've got all of these people who are passing out orders to people and then they're not following themselves. A lot of our
Jen, I know I don't live in California, but I'm still completely bitter about Gavin Newsom eating indoors at a restaurant with a bunch of people who don't live in his house.
The San Francisco mayor ate there like 2 days later.
Oh my God, these hypocrites.
Really busty.
The San Jose mayor told people not to travel, but he went on vacation anyway to go see his family. The Denver mayor told people not to travel, yet he flew to go see his family. And then the latest one, I don't know if you guys saw it, this one just made me crazy. The Austin mayor from Austin, Texas said, oh, you can't travel, you can't do anything for the holiday. Well, he recorded the video with that message from Cabo San Lucas.
What?
I mean, are you nuts? I actually, on my radio show that I do, I played the clip with some mariachi music in the background. So, wait, what is that? What is that that I hear back there? Because the guy's in flipping Mexico. Are you kidding me? Telling people not to travel. And after he gave a wedding for his daughter with more people than we're supposed to gather.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah, well, humans are social creatures, so it's tough for, as I said a few minutes ago, I'm really frustrated to the point of being angry about not being able to live in California where my children are, especially they can't come here. They were all going to come here to my farm on Christmas, and they can't do that. And so, you know, you wonder about behavior. And then you look at around the country, schools are closing again. A lot of teachers have gotten the COVID, and they say they've gotten them from the students in their classes.
But see, that's actually, going back to the science of that, there in at least in New Jersey, and I don't know if this is in other states, but in New Jersey, the reason the schools have not closed, and the governor has said he is not planning on closing schools, is because very, very few cases have even been linked to schools, to kids in school.
It's bars,
it's eating indoors in restaurants, and it's gathering in other people's homes. That's what it is. It's not school.
I saw a picture of a classroom in an elementary school where they put all of the extra, the furniture around the side of the room because they don't want the kids sitting close to each other. Unneeded chairs.
They're also doing
and desks,
plexiglass
like
in a
that.
Lot of schools. I mean, they're doing stuff to keep kids safe. And this idea that we have to keep them out, that's stupid. And
nonsense.
It's also the teachers' union trying to play, to try to get something more favorable for themselves. And that's too bad because I think the teachers want to get back to work, too.
Yeah, they sure do. So anyway, there's all of that. And it's the business of moving ahead in all of our businesses and our lives. But this first part of the year, a little frustrating. I think it'll open up pretty quickly. Keep your fingers crossed for that. It's interesting to think or see about how many things are coterminous with the inauguration of the next president, even though number two on the countdown this week is the president talking about election fraud. We'll get to that right after this here on the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free, and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Sales are rising quickly, but without another lead baker, Dale's Bakery is going to feel the heat.
Hey, you're baking alone today. I have to handle this order for the restaurant down the street.
Cool, but who's going to handle the pastries?
He needs to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, the big picture here when it comes to the election fraud claim is that there, even according to Barr, there's not much fraud claim, but Trump seems to be the only one not getting that message, Jennifer. Is that true, you think?
No, I think a lot of people are. Are you kidding? I mean, the video that was just uncovered in Georgia shows all of the poll watchers being dismissed at 10:30 for people stay, and they were told that the vote count would be over until the next day. You can see them on the video streaming out of the room, and then four people are left, and they start bringing out cases of ballots, which I think most people believe are the military ballots, and started whatever funny business they did. So, no, I don't think it's over, and I think that we should all be watching this because it's important for every party, no matter what, no matter who you voted for.
21 after.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The end of Thanksgiving week, in a manner of speaking, or getting into the first week of the month of December. There are a lot of great messages that have come out of Thanksgiving. I think we have a lot to be thankful for. And so now we move into what the reality is for the rest of the year, Christmas time, shopping, all of that good stuff. And the season of presidential pardons, the big picture finds us, I guess, wondering more, not about Michael Flynn and his pardon. Did Flynn say to Trump, you should have another election? Or who was it that said, suspend the Constitution and have another election?
I don't know who said that. But I will say that when the reason pardons are on the list is for a couple of reasons. Number one, Michael Flynn, yes, was given a pardon last week. And then this week, there's been a lot of talk about whether or not Trump should pardon himself, which I think is the biggest joke, because it's, again, people spinning up all this craziness. But
well, him and his
there
family,
was also,
the whole family is the discussion.
Yeah, yeah, but what if they, I mean, I don't know. I don't believe they've done anything wrong. And I also don't think that their precedents, especially when you talk about pardoning yourself, I don't think we want, and I don't think Trump would, create precedents where presidents can go in, do whatever the heck they want, and then pardon themselves. Give me a break. I mean, why not just move to North Korea at that point? So those are some of the reasons. But the other reason that pardons were in the focus is that there was an investigation that, I guess, started to leak out. I think CNN got it first, and now it's been kind of trickling out everywhere, where there was some kind of investigation, and I haven't studied too much into it, but there's an accusation that somehow people were approaching someone within the administration to try to give money for pardons, and I'm not sure exactly what it's all about or who might have been the focus of that pardon, but there is something that the Department of Justice was investigating where a group was trying to get pardons for people. So,
all right, so here we have number four, which is a focus on these Senate runoff races in Georgia. To tell you the truth, there's so much stuff floating around. You know how much money they're spending buying advertising on radio stations like the ones.
And if you want to talk about voter fraud, already what's going on, there's a bunch of independent groups that are under investigation for trying to register out-of-state voters, trying to encourage people to come
into the state
to vote. I mean, it's a mess. And you want to, I mean, not only do they have money and activists, you know, like descending into Georgia, but now you're going to have a ton of lawyers, Democrats and Republicans, trying to make sure that everybody's on the up and up. I mean, What a mess. It's a mess.
Yeah, it sure is. All right, so that is the... When is the runoff? Is not till the first week of January, right?
The 5th of January.
Yeah, so are there going to be heavy hitters going in there to try to...
Already are. Trump will be there. Trump's rallying Saturday. Pence is there Friday. Joe Biden's expected to go rally for the Democrats, but he hasn't given a date as to when he's going to do that. But, yeah, a lot of heavy hitters have been in and out of the state already.
Yeah. All right. So speaking of Biden, he's named Brian Deese. Is it Deese or Deese? As the coordinator of the administration's economic policy. He has been involved in things like the Paris Climate Accord, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There are a lot of people that are getting into the new administration that aren't new at all. But that happens. I think no matter whether you're Republican or Democrat, you just bring in the people that you know or people that have been around.
Well, people that you trust, prevents the
people.
Revolving door that we've had for the last 4 years. You know, I don't think that we're going to have the turnover rate that we've had. So,
unfortunately, I think from my perspective on my side of the aisle, it's like a redo of the Obama administration. So if you weren't if you were unhappy with some of the Obama Biden policies, then to see these same people being put into positions of power makes you think, okay, here we go again. It's a redo, and I think that's what's unfortunate is that there isn't that much fresh blood. It's really a rehashing of stuff that's already been in place and maybe kind of uninspiring.
Well, somewhat it does bring to the surface, although Susan Rice is a casualty of her own misgivings, but the DNC has a very heavy hand in the stuff, and you know they have. I think in my rendering of what's going on, you don't look to the new elected officials. You look to the people that are in the party, and they're the ones that are sort of pulling the strings. At least it seems that way to me. 28 after on the overview of what's going on in the world of news talk.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. California has certified the results of its presidential election, pushing Joe Biden over the threshold of 270 Electoral College votes to win the presidency. Secretary of State Alex Padilla announced the certification Friday. The states meet on December 14th to officially cast their electoral votes. Results of the Electoral College vote are brought before Congress in early January. President-elect Biden spoke about the fallout of the coronavirus at a press conference in Delaware on Friday.
To truly end this crisis, Congress is going to need to fund more testing, as well as a more equitable and free distribution of the vaccine. We need more economic relief to bridge through 2021. until this pandemic and economic crisis are over.
Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence met with the CDC in Atlanta to discuss the state of the vaccines. The FDA could grant emergency authorization on December 17th. USA Radio News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is optimistic about a deal being reached on a stimulus bill.
Excited about the prospect that there's a bipartisan deal, because I told members I'm not bringing any more bills that are not bipartisan. We wanted to show what needs to be done in the interest of negotiation. They're negotiating. It's a good product. It's not everything we want. Don't get me wrong. I don't want the Republicans to think that this is a dream come true.
The government also runs out of money next week, and Pelosi vowed to keep the government open. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
More than 100,000 Americans are hospitalized with the virus, which is an all-time high. According to Johns Hopkins University, the U.S. is averaging more than 200,000 new cases and 1,800 deaths every day. Arizona reporting 5,000 new cases for the second straight day on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Back into the fold here. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, going through the charts from Talkers Magazine. You can find these charts listed at talkers.com if you'd like to keep up with the top 10 in the story count, the people count as well. We've worked through the first half hour of this presentation. We've worked through the top 5 stories. Number 6 is a focus on the economy, the fact that the Dow Jones averages, all the stuff is going through the roof. The stimulus package is a very important part of that. And whatever these guys, I noticed that back and forth, apparently Pelosi and McConnell have been on the phone a lot this week, trying to figure out, why should it be up to one person or two people to figure this all out?
I think they're in charge, then they're the ones acceptable. Yeah.
Well, why should it be just one person that it's acceptable to under the circumstances?
If you don't have a point person, then you've got chaos, because everybody wants something.
And we don't have chaos now?
Well, we have an inaction. I don't think
the leadership of both parties sucks. Let's get right down to brass tacks. Pelosi is an outrage. McConnell's an old fossil.
I read something yesterday that was pretty stunning. I think the number was 54. The Congress had, Nancy Pelosi had 54 opportunities to vote on stimulus in the last couple of months leading up to the election and when do it. Mm-hmm. 54.
No. Well, they're holding
out. It's all politics.
Yeah, they're holding out because of the Republicans want to have protection for businesses to not get sued if their employees go back to work and get COVID. And that's something that the Democrats have been holding out on. And really, from everything I've read, it seems to come down to that one sticking point.
Hold on a second. I have not heard this at all. Go through that again, Victoria.
The main sticking point is the Democrats don't want companies to have immunity from lawsuits from employees who go back to work or are forced to work and get COVID or die from COVID. And so the Republicans want immunity for the companies so you don't get any disability. And so I don't know why they couldn't have had a limited liability and a compromise somewhere in the middle. That would have been what I would have gone for.
The suit would blame the store for somebody getting, or the business for getting COVID?
If you get COVID it or if you die from it.
How do you know whether it's at the store?
Exactly. That's what the argument is.
Yeah, so I see both sides of it, though, because, you know, I have a friend whose boss was basically on Wall Street and said, all the employees have to come back or you're fired. And so my friend compromised with his boss and said, I can only do 3 days a week. I just don't feel comfortable doing more than that. But, you know, COVID outbreak, there was an outbreak in the office, and they're all talking now about, you know, okay, well, this guy forced us. We can all do our jobs from home. He forced us to be in the office because he's a control freak, and he wants to make sure no one was watching TV, and essentially, he put lives at risk. So
they should have quit then. I don't know.
How can you quit in a pandemic, Jen? These are good-paying jobs. People don't just quit their jobs.
The idea is that when we go to work, we're usually, under some circumstances we're not, but most people that go get a job are at-will employees, which means that anybody can sever ties at any time.
Where else can you get a job?
I don't know, but if it's that strong of an issue, though, where they don't want to be in the office and their job requires them to be in the office.
I don't know. I don't think we want to add to unemployment loan numbers right now. I don't know. I think that there could have been a happy medium where there's a limited liability that they could agree on. So that would have been what I would try for.
But I think that is a slippery slope. Yeah, that's interesting because I'm sure a lot of people listening, excuse me, didn't know that was the case.
And a lot of it also was arguing over how much money goes to the blue states because the Democrats are building in a lot of money for California, New York, and I'll speak just for California. And that is that while we've had some COVID cases, what financially troubled the state of California is unfunded pension liability. And so they were looking for a bailout to try to bail themselves out of that trouble that had nothing to do with COVID. And I don't think that it's fair that we use emergency money that is all deficit spending to try to bail states out that couldn't hack it. I mean, give them what they need for resources for COVID, but not bail them out of pension trouble.
Right, I agree with that. But on the other end of that, New Jersey going into the pandemic was in a surplus. We have a guy, our governor was the president of Goldman Sachs. He's a business finance guy. Our state has never had better finances, and now we're in trouble because we've been hit so hard.
Of course.
Just wants pension bailouts. New Jersey was in a great position going into this pandemic, and we're still now hurting because we've had so many cases and deaths.
Number seven.
Just speaking from California, it's crazy.
I agree with you on the California thing, yeah.
Story list number seven has to do with our relationship with China. What do we have this week? A story about a lot of money going to Vietnam.
Apple has instructed their manufacturer, their Chinese manufacturer is called Foxconn, and they've instructed them to take about 30% of the production out of China. And that's $270 million they're investing in Vietnam. So, we're not exactly sure yet. It's going to be some iPads and some MacBooks. We're not really sure, you know, how 30% then still means.
Am I the only one who thinks
still in China.
With all the unemployment in America, isn't there some way to figure out how to get these businesses back here and give the jobs to Americans?
What am I missing in this story?
Well, you want to go to Vietnam to bring them back.
No, you want to bring them back here.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying there's no damn leadership from either side incentivizing
bringing
businesses back.
That's not true going forward because Joe Biden's already had meetings with a lot of the big tech companies, and there is a lot of talk about incentivizing.
They should promote
that.
I'd like to know more about it, Frank.
Well, it made news. It was all over the headlines, so he can't do anything yet. I'll believe it when I see it. I
don't necessarily think that there's a serious effort to do anything to harm the Chinese.
Well, there better be, because this country is...
The DNI yesterday, John Ratcliffe said, this week, he said, you know what, the biggest threat to the United States, point blank, is China. And not only a threat to our country, but the whole world.
The whole world, absolutely.
Well, that's why you saw all those other countries... Yeah, well, they are. The world is waking up to it. And that's why you see all those countries forming that consortium agreement to... And I think that the United States is probably going to join that group, and I think in the tariffs are going to stay in place. A lot of the Trump tariffs they're not going away. They're going to stay against China, and I think that we're taking a smarter approach to joining other countries, and essentially it's ganging up on China.
Good.
And I think that's something that I think that's the smart thing to do. I will give Trump credit. He punched the shark in the nose, and I give him credit for being ballsy and trying to take on China. I'm being dead serious. I give him credit for trying to take on China.
That visualization of punching a shark. shark on the nose. That's
right.
Good.
Well, you know, but I mean, he went head on. But the
and they
problem
are sharks.
Is, what,
make
exactly.
no mistake about it. The Chinese government and the companies that
right.
are playing with fire over here, they are sharks to
right.
the nth degree.
But what I'm saying, though, is the problem, though, is with that approach, I believe he thought that the United States was all-powerful and that a punch directly to the nose would be all it took. What happened, though, is we found out the hard way we do need our allies. We do need mm-hmm. other countries to join us to gang up on China. And so, and now, you know, and then what happened with the tariffs we saw within the farming community, it's been a disaster for the farmers. So I do applaud his, it was a bold move, and I don't take anything away from it, from him doing that. I really, it's probably the best thing I think that he's done in 4 years. It just, unfortunately, it didn't work out the way that he had hoped it would, or that we all as a nation hoped it would. But I think that keeping those tariffs in place and then pulling in some friends.
He was the first politician on a national level to even consider China as an enemy. And I think that that's not something that he just went into. Yeah, it wasn't something he went into lightly. He's been talking about this since he was Donald Trump mogul in the late 80s. He's been beating this drum about China.
Well, but he didn't help his... Hit the image of this when he called Xi Jinping, whatever his name is, a good friend.
Xi Jinping. Of course that's how he's doing it, though, because he goes in and says, you know, it's the good cop, bad cop method, where we're going to tariff you, but you're my good friend. Let's keep talking.
Yeah. On the people list from talkers.com, all kinds of things related to the talk world, both television and radio. At number 10 on the people list, Nancy Pelosi. Number 9, tied are the four people running in the runoff election in Georgia. Number 8, the Trump family. Are they going to be pardoned or not? Number 7, the former presidents played golf and got behind a PSA, a public service announcement to have you wear masks, Mr. Obama, Mr. Clinton, Mr. Bush. At number 6, legal team for the president, Barr, etc. Stephen Adler is at 5, Eric Garcetti is 4, Dr. Fauci is 3, becoming an important cog in the new Biden administration. Biden himself is number 2 on the list, and until probably the inauguration, Donald Trump will stay on the top of the list. That's it. The people list, thanks to the folks that work at Talkers Magazine every week to put this list together 52 weeks a year. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, number 8 on the list of stories we'll get to in a matter of moments, a focus on the news media, the media wars, cable television, all the sort of biases that are there, and who knows what, you know, where do we go with that? We'll find out in a moment or two here as we continue our overview of the hot hits in talk radio this week with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. I know it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Sales are rising quickly, but without another lead baker, Dale's Bakery is going to feel the heat.
Hey, you're baking alone today. I have to handle this order for the restaurant down the street.
Cool, but who's going to handle the pastries?
He needs to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
From Talkers Magazine, the charts this week, the week of November 30th to December 4th. I'm Doug Steffen, counting up from number 10, the climate, the weather, that sort of thing. It's a minor conversation, but the list is so top-heavy with COVID and the election stuff, that some of these things just kind of flow in. Race relations, number 9. The media wars, number 8. Our relationship with China, especially in some countries in the Middle East, number 6. The economy, what's happening in the stock market, jobs, are we going to have some kind of relief package, number 5. The Biden administration coming into shape, number 4. The Georgia Senate runoff races, number 3. Will he or won't he? Presidential pardons. That's 3. Trump continues his claims about the election. And number 1, the whole overview of the COVID thing, vaccines and that focus. So that's it, the top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine. Back into the fold here on the overview of News Talk Radio for this first week of December. Number 8, what's going on in the so-called media wars. Whether there's is there a light at the end of the tunnel? Does Fox News go away? Does Newsmax become the new king? What
Fox
happens?
Fox News needs to figure out who they are now. They don't. They created the monster that, you know, the media monster of Donald Trump, and now he slaughtered them essentially. So they don't know who they are. They don't know who their audience is. Fox News is
funny.
Is interesting.
Because I actually, you know, the news part, okay, so each organization, right, has news and opinion, and some of them blend it together.
Not much
which,
news, lots of opinion.
Well, I mean, I really believe CNN does very little news now. All you have to do is just look at their headlines.
Garbage, someone who went to,
you know, doing journalism school, you look at that headline and go, okay, that's an opinion headline, that's not a factual news headline, but Fox's news department is actually pretty good. Brett Baer, Bill Hemmer, all of those people who give their, you know, they're not giving takes, they're actually doing news. So I don't know that the Fox necessarily has
here's
a problem
what's going
with
on.
That.
This,
well, their ratings have just plummeted.
But because their opinion people have switched over.
Hello, this is what's happening, and I'm going to ask Michael Harrison, who's in the companion hour to this, the editor of, and publisher of Talkers Magazine. He was invited by the fellow that runs Newsmax magazine to a dinner with the president. And at, I think Michael would tell you that it was
recently?
Very interesting. His name is Ruddy, last year.
Oh, okay.
So Ruddy and Trump seem to be very, very, very...
They're close friends.
Yes.
And have been before he was president.
Right. So the thought is that as he leaves, he's going to help his buddy Ruddy. Hey, that's an interesting, his buddy Ruddy. I didn't think about that. Yeah, okay. So he's going to help his buddy Ruddy by tossing lots of flowers to him and maybe even participating in the network. There are people who say he's going to buy the network. I don't see that, frankly. He doesn't need to. He gets much exposure.
Why
he paid
he
a lot of money.
Trump hates spending his own money. That's been how he's been in his whole life. So he's not going to buy anything. He's going to allow someone to pay him for his likeness and for his brand, and that's what he does. He licenses. He doesn't build things.
He might buy CNN, though, because it is for sale, because it's suffering so badly. I mean, you want to
talk
about ratings atrocity.
Yeah.
I don't think
then he could buy CNN, which would be kind of funny. But One American News is the one that seems to be picking up a lot of steam, too.
They've been booted from a couple of cable networks for some reason. I forget what it was. I saw that this past week. Number 9, police reform, that sort of thing, that is chugging along. The state of Massachusetts this week was the first state in the country to come out with a legislative package that goes into in great detail how to fix the police.
at least from the legislative point of view, and there are a lot of people who are beating this drum, as well they ought to. Reform, yes. Defund, no. That would be my slogan. Reform, yes. Defund, no. Or even the defund thing is nonsense. I mean, come on. Other than if you can find waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse, that sort of thing. But no, All right, the climate and the weather and what we're going to have. It looks like a snowstorm coming to our neighborhood. Maybe even this weekend, Victoria. Although it won't last because it'll warm up and be gone away. But it's, hello, it's December. Time for it to snow. Duh. All right, so thank you, ladies. Good job on the charts from Talkers Magazine here at 10 before the hour.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. Time for us to go through the top five items this week in the world of technology. Items that affect you and your everyday life. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. We start with number five. And the story from TJ Maxx or the TJ companies focusing on home goods. You were really excited about this, Victoria.
I think a lot of people are going to be very excited next year. In 2021, home goods is finally going to have an online presence. And the TJX companies, which owns Home Goods, Marshalls, Sierra, and TJ Maxx, they really don't have any presence online. You can't shop from, you know, their inventory. And I understand the reason for that is by nature of each store having different inventory, it makes it very difficult to have one online store where you can shop everything that's in stock.
But doesn't it tell you something, just as an interruption for a second, mm-hmm. that they are they've made as much money as they have, and they don't have or haven't had an online presence. Maybe now they realize they got to do that.
Yes.
But they've been very profitable without having
they have,
the online.
It has worked out. These are stores that people really enjoy shopping in person.
Yeah. They're nicely done. They really are.
Yeah, and the home goods stores are wonderful. People find
I'm not a shopper, but I'm just telling you that I think that the way they put them together, they're headquartered in my hometown, and I knew the founder, who actually was a great friend of my father's, and he was a great merchant, and at 90-something, he's still active in what the company does, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, excuse me.
Well, I think the pandemic has really shown any, and it's not just the TJX companies, any small business that does not have, any retail business that doesn't have a strong online presence has gone under during the pandemic, because people don't want to, they don't feel comfortable being in stores. stores with a lot of people. And if you don't have all of your goods online for sale in an easy way for people to shop, those are the businesses that are going under first. So TJX knows this, and they believe that they can still remain profitable with in-store shopping starting up again next year. But overall, I think it's a great move to bring home goods online. They've got 821 stores across the country, so they will have HomeGoods.com. You can get the latest info on store hours and closings right now, but eventually that will be the site where you can shop for all the goodies.
All right, number four this week as we head to number one. General Motors is not too excited at the moment anyway about electric trucks.
General Motors ditched its plan to acquire an equity stake in the electric truck startup company called Nikola, which is like the Nikola Tesla. I don't know why they would name their company Nikola. Tesla already was taken. It was Tesla.
Cough drop?
Nikola Tesla, the actual scientist. They keep trying to pirate his
name. Was Nikola. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they keep trying to pirate his name. But anyway, so GM was very disappointed. Nikola had battery problems. They basically lied about the capacity of, you know, that they could do 600 miles on one charge. It ended up being a kind of a disaster. So essentially, GM is shifting from being a partner to just being a customer. So when they get their stuff together, they will still be buying parts from them, but they will no longer be an official partner.
Number three, get Wise. Get it? You hear what I'm doing there?
Yeah. So Wise is the smart home company, best known for its range of budget internet-connected security cameras. Now they have announced the debut of their first smartwatch. The Wise Watch will be available in two sizes, same size as the Apple Watch. It'll ship in the U.S. in February of 2021, and it is $20. This is the best Christmas gift. Give an IOU for right now. Wait till they ship. It is going to have the blood oxygen monitoring, heart rate tracking. It's water and dust resistant. It's got a 9-day battery life, and it will track your sleep as well as your fitness. This is, to me, the best budget watch that you could, smartwatch that you can get. $20, it's unbelievable.
Good deal. Number two, Apple has made it, as it usually does, into our top five in some way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm. Apple has announced that they're soon going to begin manufacturing iPads outside of China for the first time, and that's because they say they don't want to get caught in a trade war, and they have asked their manufacturer, Foxconn, to move some of their iPad and MacBook assembly to Vietnam, and this is going to start in early 2021, as soon as they possibly can make this happen. And they are Apple right now sells about $1.5 billion worth of sales in India, and $500 million of that is manufactured locally in India. So Foxconn's move to Vietnam is also, part of it is also going to go more towards India as well. But they're planning a $270 million investment in Vietnam's manufacturing. So it's good news for them.
All right, number one is how you'll be able to watch Wonder Woman on Christmas.
This was by far the story that got the most traction this week. Warner Brothers has announced that when Wonder Woman 1984 is released on Christmas Day in theaters, it will also be released on HBO Max the same day, and it will also be the first title that HBO Max will stream in 4K Ultra HD. So you will get a much better experience than if you're just watching it on regular TV.
All right, so there they are, top five items from the world of technology. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.